Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And there are other resources at energyclearingforlife.com. I wanted to encourage you today. Today is kind of a special day. I'm very focused on beauty today, and I'm focused on your beauty. As a listener of my show, I want to extend to you this sense of beauty. And how, when we see it and perceive it, and how it can change us. So where is it that you see beauty in your life? So does it happen when you go to the ocean? Does it happen when you look at your loved ones? I know when I look at my kids, I see beauty. I talked to my friend Jane about her book, Your Inner Evolution, just coming out right now. I said, hold the beauty of it in your hands and reflect on that. As we focus, those things that we focus on expand. So as our life gets more and more overflowing with beauty, this has an expansive nature. There's always something beautiful in a person. Could you spend a little more time today letting the beauty come and talk to you, letting the beauty fill up your senses? Look at the one flower, the rose, growing up in a field of concrete. And just stare at the rose and be in awe of that. This is an intense discipline. This is not easy. It seems like, oh, I'd be so attracted to beauty and I would just go for it and I would just listen to beauty and I would be around beauty, but we don't. We tend to focus on the toothache or, you know, the place where things aren't meaning right, or the things that aren't showing up perfectly, or the disgruntled person. And I want to ask you today to focus on your beauty and really focus on those places where things are working. Even if it's really small, like my toes work, thank gosh, they could be not working. It's really important. My eyes work. I'm so grateful. And I'm actually blessed. My eyes are sort of Liz Taylor. They sort of change from purple, blue, and green, depending on what I'm wearing or my mood. When I wear green, they really sparkle green. And you know what? I have not worn green in a very long time. So maybe it's time to get some more green. But just kind of having fun with you. So what is it about you that you find beautiful? Yeah. And could you expand that even a little bit more? Yeah. So in one of my books, Happiness Quotations, I have a passage called Walk in Beauty. And it's just that exact focus of seeing beauty wherever you go. Commenting on beauty. I was at a Target store recently with one of my other children, my eldest daughter. And this woman who waited on us, she had the most amazing face. It had just this coolest shape. It's just different. She had a very short buzz cut, and her face stood out, and her cheekbones. It was just such an interesting face. And I said, you know, your face is so beautiful. And she just melted. She was like, thank you. You can feel it. And she looked down at my daughter and she goes, you know what? I tell my daughter to do the same thing your mom just did and comment when you notice something beautiful about someone. You just might make their day. You might change the chemistry of their being by recognizing the beauty of someone just by seeing it, perceiving it, taking the time to reflect on it. taking the time to reflect back to the person that is being so beautiful in their actions and their words. Yeah. It's the same thing with kindness. But my show today just wanted to be about beauty. So there you go. And let that guide you. Let that bring more beauty in and allow you to perceive more, receive more from beauty, and allow yourself to express your own beauty with the magnificence that you truly are. That's right. That's what I believe. You are magnificent and beautiful. Thank you for listening. It's Erica Glessing, Energy Clearing for Life Force, the podcast. You can get more resources at Energy Clearing for Life. And I look forward to lots more shows. And oh my gosh, guess what, guys? My birthday is coming up. I make a big deal of it. So you're going to hear more about that.